Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The markets in Asia were mixed today. While most exchanges in Europe are down slightly right now, it follows the massive drops in the U.S. markets yesterday, even after the Federal Reserve slashed interest rates to near zero to try and bolster the economy in the coronavirus outbreak. Futures show the U.S. markets up slightly this morning. In Congress, the House awaits a Senate vote on the coronavirus stimulus package to grant some relief to American workers and businesses. And across the country, Americans are being encouraged, in some cases ordered, to stay home. For Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy, who's challenging the incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Ed Markey, the coronavirus pandemic has led him to suspend his campaign, but he is emphatically not quitting the race. Kennedy told us his top priority right now is the health of his constituents and working to restore confidence in the federal government.
I think it's a big crisis of confidence, period, and I think a lot of that aim can be directed right at the federal government. The federal government has to inject a level of clarity and certainty into the American public and around the world. We have some levers here that can help, and this is where I think Congress needs to go next.
Well, for example, yep. What do you mean by levers? If you were in the Senate, what would you be doing about the financial crisis right now?
People don't know what to expect about their health care. They don't know how long this is going to last. And so you're seeing a crisis ripple out across our economy that starts actually as a health care crisis. So one, you can actually be more aggressive than we have been so far on things like paid leave, on unemployment insurance, on trying to make sure that we ramp up testing as aggressively as we need to, and you can start getting your arms wrapped around the public health crisis. Second, increasing access to loans for small businesses, increasing their access to capital so that they have the confidence that they can, in fact, get through this period. If it's a couple weeks, great. If it happens to be a month, 2 months, that they're not going to have to shut their doors. Three, I do support direct cash infusion to individuals so that they can make ends meet, get food on the table.
What do you mean by that? Let me get you to be specific about that. What do you want to give them in terms of cash and how?
There's a couple of different proposals out there. One that I actually like is just a direct cash payment to individuals, certain amount for children and a certain amount for individuals based upon their income.
Is it a grand? Is it 2 grand? Is it taxable?
So I would start, depending on your ability to pay, you can do something like 4 grand over a couple of different payments, 2 grand for some. Again, a perhaps smaller number for each child. Keep liquidity running through the system so that the system doesn't crater down around us. And I think you can do that. If you paid taxes last year, we know who you are. We can send that money out to you directly.
The coronavirus stimulus package that passed the House on Friday faces an uncertain fate in the Senate, as we know. It already includes free coronavirus testing for everyone who needs it, paid emergency leave of up to 14 sick days and 3 months of family and medical leave, enhanced unemployment insurance, strengthening programs for student meals, senior nutrition, food banks, and that sort of thing. You've called it a down payment for helping Americans recover from the pandemic's economic pain. Beyond that direct financial help that we were talking about, what else needs to be done?
So I think the focus going forward has to be multifold. So one, there's a lot of workers that still don't get access to paid leave. There's a gig economy, independent contractors, franchisees that don't necessarily have access to some of that paid leave. We got to make sure we expand this out, not just because it is the right and moral thing to do, but because you don't stop the spread of a pandemic if we say, hey, there's some people that it's okay to get infected. They're going to keep spreading it. We have to do that. Two, small businesses, as we talked about a second ago, they got to get access to some bridge loans so that they don't have to declare bankruptcy and shutter and close. We need to look very seriously at our healthcare sector, community health centers, even big hospitals. Look, you're seeing hospitals here in Massachusetts have announced that they're not doing their traditional walk-in services. All elective surgeries, procedures are going to be postponed. And if this gets as bad as it might, it's going to put significant financial strain on our hospitals, no matter how well capitalized they were. We need to make sure our airlines continue to fly. We've got to look at our hospitality industry. I think all of that has to be on the table. And I would err at this point at being more aggressive and more assertive and more immediate rather than pull a wait and see how bad this gets, because it's going to get worse the longer we go without acting aggressively.
Big picture, where and when, in your view, did the U.S. response to the coronavirus go wrong? After all, we had 2 months to watch it all unfold in China.
The response to the coronavirus went wrong years ago when this administration decided that it was not in their interest and in the United States' interest to adequately prepare for the potential impact of a pandemic. The president has said no one could have seen this coming. That's baloney. We had Ebola. We had MERS. We had SARS. We had H1N1. We knew anybody that was paying attention to the potential impact of global warming, anybody that was been paying attention to the impact of globalization, anybody that was paying attention to the impact on global health, anybody could have told you that one of the great risks the world was confronting was the potential spread of pandemics. The U.S. could have acted aggressively and early to get out in front of this, and we had an administration that basically tried to skate by, hope that it wouldn't be so bad, and that you wouldn't have to deal with the major economic dislocation that you might otherwise see. Well, the lesson of this is if you don't move aggressively and early, you get that economic dislocation and a whole lot more.
Given all that, Congressman, why exactly should people have confidence in the federal government going forward in the next few weeks?
Because you've also seen members of Congress, you've seen Speaker Pelosi, you've seen many of us speak out, I think with alarm as to what this crisis could mean, but with clarity as well as to what a roadmap is going forward to try to inform the American public honestly and concretely about the task that we're up against, but also the fact that each and every one of us can help contribute to actually making this crisis better and ensuring our ability to get through it. Bob, we will get through this. There's no doubt of that. It's going to be a question of how long and with how much pain.
Congressman Joe Kennedy, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate it, Bob. Be well.